From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 11th, 2014. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail. State Senator Cecilia Kacik is urging Senate leaders to take action against a decision by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that is raising utility rates in the Hudson Valley. That decision created a new capacity zone for wholesale energy pricing that groups Hudson Valley counties, including Greene, with New York City counties. The change took effect May 1st and is projected to raise local electric prices by 6 to 10% a year. Kacik said the plan will benefit downstate residents at the expense of millions in the Hudson Valley. In a letter to her Senate colleagues last week, the Duanesburg Democrat called on the leadership to hold public hearings to examine what could be done to mitigate the impact of the federal decision. The Greene County Legislature passed a resolution opposing the new capacity zone in March. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star, a fire that broke out between two buildings in Cherry Alley in Hudson Tuesday, June 10th, is under investigation. The incident left residents and businesses throughout Columbia County without internet service. Hudson firefighters responded around 2 p.m. to the rear of two buildings located at 518 and 520 Union Street. Fiber optic cable and phone lines that ran across the buildings caught fire and were damaged, but power lines were spared. The cause of the fire is undetermined. The Hudson Police Department is overseeing the investigation. Read the full story in the Register Star. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential. SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimfer is part of a new national coalition of college and university leaders that intends to support the implementation of the Common Core. Zimfer hopes the effort will fight the misinformation being disseminated about the national education standards. One of the confusions is that this is a federal mandate. It is not, she said, Tuesday, June 10th. It grew up through the states with the leadership of their governors. Zimfer said remediation for newly arrived college students was a heavy burden on higher education institutions. She said too many universities are essentially teaching twice, reteaching what students were intended to learn in middle or high school. As a result, the instructional energy at the college level is not adequately directed toward college completion. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. For the local weather forecast today, scattered showers mainly after 11 a.m. are likely, cloudy with a high near 73. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And tonight, a chance of showers mainly after 10 p.m., cloudy with a low around 60. Thursday, there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible afternoon, cloudy with a high near 74. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 p.m. and continuing through the night, cloudy with a low around 66. Friday showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high near 79. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:32 p.m. with the length of the day being 15 hours and 13 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 11th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.